Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold, Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October the 3rd. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 9.25 cents, closing at 3.46. November beans up 19 cents, closing at 9.73. And December wheat down 6.5 cents, closing at 3.95.5. Corn and beans put in a pretty good rally here. We started off the day in the first 5 or 10 minutes trying to push lower, and then we just started, you know, it turned out to be almost a 30-cent rally in the beans and a 12.5-cent rally in the corn. We had the export inspections at 10 o'clock. Right after the numbers came out, we kind of broke just a little bit for the next minute or two, and then we took off to the upside. The exports were very strong on the beans, 1.1 million metric tons, and very strong on the corn, 1.47. The wheat was a little bit light at 641, so it looks like the funds bought corn, sold wheat, bought beans, sold wheat. There's also plenty of talk around that the Chinese stepped up and bought a lot of beans on the break again here today. This is now the second update we've had since the report. We're starting to build a little bit of steam to the upside here. We said there were two possible scenarios, one that we would sell off between October 1st and October 12th, and then maybe rally, or we would see this thing rally to try to erase some of the insurance payments out there and to help minimize them anyway. It looks like the market wants to move higher. The last time we did this was October 1st of 2014. We rallied the corn 60 cents in the next 30 days. We rallied the beans, I think it was $1.10 or $1.20 in the next 30 days. And we're certainly off to a good start if that's what's going to happen again. Keep in mind, after that October period, we sold off again as harvest progressed. Now, I've been feeling that the harvest was going to trump any demand out there, but if the Chinese stepped up here and bought a lot more beans, certainly they've got the firepower to do it here. The yields continue to be huge. There will be some harvest delays. I'm guessing we're going to get pretty close to the harvest areas. I think we'll still be behind harvest this week, but catching up a little bit. But at any rate, if the Chinese want the grains, for the moment, that's going to trump it. The funds are short corn, so we could see more fund buying in here in the corn. The next resistance in the corn is about 355. The next resistance in the beans is 995. So I think we've got a legitimate shot of getting there if this is going to be the trend. Now, we could see a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow, but, you know, again, this is a pretty good start to the month and what you want to see if you believe that the government's going to try to move these prices higher to avoid paying out those huge insurance premiums. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.